Next America. I'm your host, Jamie Lynn Walnow, and I'm so glad that you guys are here. Whether you're tuning in on our podcast, listening in, or whether you're watching on YouTube, I just want to say thank you for being here. I'm super pumped about today's guest, Elizabeth Johnston. I have watched her and followed her on Instagram. I don't really follow people that I'm not in relationship with, but I am following her because I'm so grateful to see a mom take a stand. Whatever she says, she actually follows through on. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited, because that's what I want to empower everyone who's tuning in to do. You may be really passionate about the pro-life movement or something going on in America, and hopefully the guests that I have on will reach something that you're passionate about and help you know how to practically be a part of what God's doing on the earth. So let me tell you a little bit about Elizabeth Johnston in a more formal way. She is a speaker. She's a blogger. She blogs every day on her website. She's a podcast host and a best-selling author. She is a homeschooling mother of, wait for it, 10 children. Her videos and commentary have launched her to be a thought leader on issues of importance to families and people of faith. Elizabeth has been featured on many major media outlets such as Fox and Friends, the New York Times, The Blaze, and Christian Broadcasting Network. The pulse behind all her activism and commentary is her love for her family and her Savior, Jesus. You can read her blog or connect with her at elizabethjohnston.org. Before we dive into the interview, I just want to encourage you to subscribe and leave a written review and share this with your friends who are pro-life and who want to know more about what's going on in our education system. Let's go. Welcome, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
So great to be with you.
You too. I'm so excited. So I have been watching you on Instagram, and you have been so courageous to speak up across the board with God's heart on so many issues. So today we're going to dive in. Let's just go for it. Let's address, you know, what we do today determines the America we live in tomorrow is the biggest quote from this show. So let's talk about pro-life. What do you see? What can you speak into with what you're seeing, and how can we all be part of the solution?
Well, one thing that we definitely can do is pray about fostering and adopting. The church needs to definitely rise up and be there for children. And if we ever did see Roe versus Wade overturned, which I'm not saying, you know, we necessarily need to hang our hat on that, but if we did see Roe versus Wade overturned, could you imagine the influx of births and children? And we, as the body of Christ, as the remnant, we would need to be there and be available for these children who need loving homes. And so that is one thing that we can do that's very practical. It's huge. It's life-changing. Takes a lot of energy and effort and sometimes money. But it is a very practical and biblical way that we can deal with the, you know, the orphan crisis in our nation and across the globe. Also, just being the hands and feet of Jesus at the abortion clinics across the nation. Most people live not too far away from some type of facility that provides abortions. And so we raised our kids for the last 20 years going out and praying and worshiping outside of abortion clinics and just offering help and hope and the gospel of Jesus Christ to very broken and hurting men and women going in. And it's amazing how many lives we have seen saved, how many babies we've seen saved, how many people we've seen repent of their sin and give their lives to Jesus Christ. And we're willing to help them financially, mentor them, help them get jobs. This is just an amazing life-changing ministry to do with your children. And, you know, my kids, they've gotten addicted to that kind of outreach and ministry. It's their favorite thing to do because they've seen what it's like to, you know, watch a life be changed, see a mom choose life for a baby, and then watch mommy throw a baby shower for that baby. And you're sitting there holding a child that would not have existed had you not gotten up that day and walked out of the four walls of your house or the four walls of our churches and actually dared to be there for somebody, you know. Just got a message last night on Instagram in my DMs. Great way to fall asleep. Let me tell you, a girl saying that, you know, she's in the army and she found out she was pregnant. She wasn't married yet. and, you know, just devastated. And I guess the Army would frown on this. And so even, I think she said somebody in the Army scheduled her abortion, and she went the next day, and listen to this. She was in the abortion clinic, and she told me that she saw something on my Instagram feed, and it convicted her, and she got up off the table and walked out and chose life for her baby. And so there are so many ways, whether it is online or whether it is physically in person, that we can show the love of Jesus Christ, that we can encourage others that a pregnancy does not mean your life is over, and to choose life for that baby.
I love that. You know what's amazing too about this testimony? There are hundreds of other testimonies that people will never thank you for what you've done or what they've seen you do. And that just goes to show, like, this really works. So there's one question I want to ask you about this. This is super fabulous. What about the person sitting at home that just feels awkward showing up? Like, how could they just, like, they don't see themselves. It feels uncomfortable to go outside a pregnancy center or whatever that may be. How would you speak to them to show up, and definitely sowing money into Christian pregnancy centers, but how would you encourage them past that discomfort?
Well, you almost answered my question, because if you're not comfortable, let's say, to go to the abortion clinics, which is a very, what most people would consider a very front lines activity, a front lines ministry that I've done with my own kids. But let's say you're not comfortable with that. You brought up a great point. What about the crisis pregnancy centers that Christians have started all over this nation? They need volunteers. This is not an in-your-face confrontational type of ministry in any way. It's very much a mercy ministry. It's something that you can give to and donate to. Just, you know, you've got an extra $50-$100 lying around that could mean so much for that pregnancy center. And again, they need volunteers to make phone calls or to organize their, you know, diaper closet and their clothes closet. There are so many ways. If you'll just go to your local crisis pregnancy center and find out what they need, you might be amazed. One time for a crisis pregnancy center, I organized with a ladies' Bible study. We did a shower, almost like a baby shower, where we just got together. Okay, there are no like abortion-minded women there or anything. It was just us. We got together and we wrapped baby presents. And, you know, we had Christian music going and we fellowshiped with each other, had snacks, and we wrapped baby presents. And these gifts are given to the people who are out there on the front lines. And so when we go to abortion clinics, we love having something in our hands where we can provide that to the mothers who are choosing life for their babies. We exchange cell phone numbers with these mothers. We put a wrapped present in their hand saying, praise God, you know, you're choosing life. Here's a gift for you and your new baby. And then continue in relationship with that mother. So I hope that gives your listeners some different ideas of ways that they can engage in this fight. Obviously praying is always something to just, you know, pray in the spirit, pray over these strongholds of murder and death and Molech. You know, our prayers are heard by the God of the universe. And then other action points as well that we've given your listeners to do.
I love it. It's wonderful. And I love that you live it out. It's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Let's dive into the school system. Would you please address, what do you see in America? Like, for real, you don't have to hold back. What's going on that you're seeing, and how would you speak to the, like, what can we do to be part of a solution in that as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I've homeschooled my children for 20 years and love it and highly encourage it to all those who are teetering on the fence about education with your own children. I would highly encourage you, if at all possible, if you can't afford to get your child into Christian education or whatever your situation is, highly encourage you to pray about homeschooling. Love it. I homeschool all the way through high school and have launched several children already into adulthood, and would not trade that experience for the world. You do not have to be an educated a certified teacher in order to do that. Most states allow that if you just have a high school degree as a parent. And so, you know, go to a homeschool conference and get your hands on those resources and look at what the curriculums that are out there and dive in and go for it. But there's just a real concern about the agenda that is being pushed in the public school systems. Not only a political agenda, as we see, you know, the rise of racial teaching, CRT in the schools, teaching kids to question their gender. You know, we have drag queens in libraries, publicly funded libraries, taxpayer funded libraries, teaching kids to question their gender, reading books to kids. So much of the gender questioning stuff is being pushed on kids. There's a lot of gender questioning, LGBT, pornographic sex education in the schools. Frankly, there are a lot of parents who have the wool pulled over their eyes. They have not seen what their kids are being taught. And they are literally in the schools making sure that a lot of parents do not know what is being taught. Would you believe that Planned Parenthood, which profits off of the killing of babies through abortion, and profits off of women, girls getting pregnant, is in our public school systems, providing funding for radical pornographic sex education in our public schools. Planned Parenthood and Human Rights Campaign, which are two of the most radical left lobbies in our nation, are pushing these agendas on our public school students. And this should never be. I mean, one would let the NRA, what would be considered a right-wing, you know, lobby group in our public schools, would they? And yet right. We have Planned Parenthood and HRC in our schools teaching kids how to sodomize one another, teaching kids the most disgusting, lewd acts that, you know, most of your listeners would just absolutely be shocked and feel like their adult minds had been defiled by hearing what I had to say. Right. And so I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen conservative school districts in states like Illinois teaching kids how to take the bus route to the local abortion clinic. I've seen this content, I've seen this curriculum with my own eyes, and it's why I organized a couple of years ago Sex Ed Sit Out, where we asked parents to pull their kids out of the public school system on a particular day en masse in order to hit the schools in the pocketbook, because if your child doesn't go to school a certain day, the system doesn't get the money for that child per head on that day. And so we call schools, your child has a dollar sign per day over their head. And if the child misses a certain number of days, the school system doesn't get the dollars for that day. Wow. And so we hit them in the pocketbook because they weren't listening to us as parents, as moms and dads, when we were going to them and saying, this is pornographic, this is lewd, this is obscenity. You're pandering obscenity to minors. You literally cannot do this. This is against the law. And yet we could not reach any resolution. Administrations, oftentimes the principals, school board leaders were actually bullying us as parents as we were going in and saying, look, this is obscenity and you cannot, you know, pander obscenity to minors. This is actually against the law. We were being bullied and called terrible names, and articles that were being, you know, written about us for just trying to protect our kids from just lewd obscenity. And so we had to hit them in the pocketbook, and that's what we did with Sex Ed Sit Out. And we sent a very loud message. You know, we are awake. We are aware of what you're doing. We're watching, and we want accountability. And as parents, as taxpayers, we deserve accountability. We deserve to know what is being taught in the school systems. They are working for us. And so it's a very hard road to be a parent in the public school system. I do not recommend it. If you can pull your child out, I recommend that you do. If you're asking God to give you a sign, this is your sign. But if there's some reason you absolutely cannot, then Christian education at least, and homeschooling, in my opinion, is your best option and is a very fulfilling option. It also is just a great way to be closer to your child and get to spend more time with your child.
That's awesome. I love that. So when you look at I don't know if this is okay as we close out with this, because like I think I see men and women show up to school board meetings all the time that don't have kids yet. This is your taxpayer dollars that are going in. And we are addressing, if you're tuning in, you're most likely a Christian. And if not, then you're getting to hear how we feel and how we're showing up in our communities. And we're glad that you're here. Okay. When I hear you correctly, the practical advice that you would give to somebody, let's say like me, that doesn't have kids, but has a voice in this, how can I show up in my community?
Yeah, well, it's your taxes too, Jamie, you know? And so that's the thing, is that everybody has a voice in this. Everyone has a stake in this.
Yeah.
And so I would highly encourage people to go to their school board meetings. In the case of a lot of these things, like with, you know, transgender bathroom craziness, where we got 200-pound men able to access the shower rooms and locker rooms of our little girls, you know, your city council meetings, maybe there are some city ordinances that you need to address. But just be a loving and bold, righteous voice that is calling for righteousness and justice in the earth. You know, be that prophetic voice, your prophetic voice in that school board meeting, in that city council meeting, as you are calling out these issues and saying, you know, this is not what our funds should go to. You can be active in a way that is more than just prayer. Prayer is powerful, but we've got to put some feet to our prayers. And, you know, we see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane praying prayers that are so powerful that blood, it's blood's dripping from his brow. And yet he didn't stop there at just prayer. He went and he hung on a cross for us that we could be delivered of our sin. And so there is more than just prayer. There is action if we want to be like our beautiful Jesus. And so that is what, you know, the Lord has oftentimes asked me to do, is inspire people. Yes, pray, but let's do more than pray. Let's not just sit on our hands and let's be the hands and feet of Jesus in our culture.
I love that so much. You're amazing. Will you please tell everyone about your book?
Oh, yes. I have got this wonderful new children's illustrated book called Little Lives Matter. And I worked in cooperation with Brave Books to create this beautiful project. If you go to bravebooks.us, you will see Little Lives Matter is one of the options. Every month you can get a subscription, actually, and every month a new book by a Christian or conservative thought leader comes out and is delivered to your doorstep. So it is a really, really cool project. Mine was done back in August, and it's called Little Lives Matter. It's a pro-life book, and it's just such a beautiful, lovely story. It's not intense. It's very light, very, very palatable, very appropriate for children ages 1 to 11. And has games to play in the back, lessons, conversations you can have around the table for devotions. So go to bravebooks.us and your listeners will be able to get that book.
So to close out, what are some closing thoughts that you have for our audience and what you see coming in the next America?
Oh, wow.
Loaded question.
Yeah, you know, I really, really try to shy away from predictions. And let me explain why. Oftentimes I have found that people will hang their hat on certain prophetic predictions, if you will, prophetic words, and it will actually produce inaction in their lives because they think that the outcome is already determined, that it is predetermined. And so then they don't put their feet to the fire and get busy doing the work of the Lord. And so I tend to shy away from that. I think that one of the main problems in America today is that the body of Christ has sat on her hands in the church the last 60 years, waiting for Jesus to come back. You know, saying he's returning, there's nothing we can do, it's only going to get worse. That's what the Bible says. You know, we win in the end, and there's nothing else we can do. And in the meantime, obscenity has come into our public schools. We've removed God from our schools. We are murdering 3,000 children a day through abortion. And we're just saying, oh, well, there's nothing to do. It's just fatalism. It's fatalism wrapped up in a little Christian bow. And I have a problem with that. And I'm not a fatalist. And I believe that we can impact culture for Christ and impact culture for good. And so I kind of shy away from predictions and just say, look, we have clear commands given to us in scripture, preach the gospel, be salt and light in your culture. That means you're not always going to be popular like Daniel, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but the fourth man will be right there with you in the fire. Speak up, be bold and courageous, and watch how God fights on your behalf.
Come on, I'm about to run laps right now. Some of you are listening. Yeah, some of you are tuning in right now. And I'm telling you, you have this in you. You've been sitting on your couch, eating popcorn, watching Netflix, and you know you're made for more. And you can't know what you're made of by God until you do what Elizabeth is saying. And I love that because these prophetic words should catapult you into being who God calls you to be, into seeking Yes. Him, which produces something. So I think that's one of the most beautiful answers. Not that you're looking for praise for what you just said, but I'm saying that is a powerful answer. And ladies, I'm telling you, you have a roar in you. And Yes. If you go follow Elizabeth Johnston's Instagram, I'm telling you, you'll see the roar, you'll see the purity, you'll see the beauty. This woman puts her hands to the plow. She doesn't just say it, she lives what she says. And I've noticed that without ever having met you before. And so I just want to thank you. So closing out, will you please tell everybody where they can connect with you and follow you and find you.
Yes, I am Elizabeth Johnston on Instagram, Elizabeth Johnston Ministries on Facebook. I've got a YouTube channel. I've got weekly podcast episodes that come out, daily blog articles on my website at elizabethjohnston.org. The one-stop place to get my blog articles, my podcast episodes, connect with me, subscribe to my email is elizabethjohnston.org.
And I love your website. I was looking at it. I was like, this is so well done. And it's so clear and informative. You guys need to go. The link's in the comment section. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for who you are. I have the link to your bio and your kids' book and your other books and your website below. Go follow her. And what we do today determines the America we live in tomorrow. So we want to encourage you to get out there and go. And while you're at it, go subscribe, hit the bell, notification button, go subscribe to the new podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, you can listen to it in your car now on all streaming platforms. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you next week on The Next America. Thank you so much for tuning into The Next America. It would be such a joy to have you join our tribe. Our tribe consists of men and women who are monthly supporting, discipling women with Set Apart Women and The Next America. We want to help disciple men and women to go into the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, teaching them how to pray, teaching them how to do the things Jesus commanded us to do. If you want to join the tribe and help sow into this monthly, please visit jamielynwalnow.com and become a monthly patron.